Today share Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Tuf Resh Lamed Hey, and we are in the middle or towards the end of Sif Aleph, and we had just seen that a sukkah just that's made by itself, such as a haystack that is hollowed out, is puzzle, even if he hollows it out for the purpose of shade, because the sukkah was made by itself. It's Tasev Lomina Asui, and it has to be an Asiya of the schach l'shem itzel. You don't have that when you dig out a full haystack. We saw, though, that if he originally left a tefachai space that is seven tefachim wide and long, he may, and he's allowed to later hollow it out to a height of 10 tefachim, and it will be kosher. So he can if the space was at the top and he hollowed it out underneath, or if it was at the bottom and he hollowed it out on top of it, it will be kosher, the sukkah. And now the Shulchan Aruch goes ahead and says, it doesn't necessarily always work to hollow more out, because he says now, "B'magadish gadol." What happens if he has a very big haystack? "V'lo yiniach ela chalal tefach b'shal shiva," and all he had left originally was a chalal. He left an initial hollow of a tefach that is seven tefachim by seven tefachim wide and long. In area. So he has an area of seven tefachim by seven tefachim with a tefach in height, initially made in that haystack, left in that haystack. And now, shuv chakak ba harbe. But now, instead of just digging up or down along the seven tefachim by seven tefachim to a height of 10 tefachim, he then digs out and he widens it a significant amount. V'asa ba sukkah gedola. Okay, and he makes a large sukkah now in the haystack. It's not going to necessarily be kosher by virtue of the seven tefachim length which he left originally. Now, in chakak mishnei tzadim arba amos yoser al hashiva, if he goes ahead and he digs out on both sides four amos, more than the shiva, right? He widens it a full four amos, then af hashiva psula, that even that actual 7 by 7 is going to be psula. Dischach posel, posel minatzad be'arba amos. Because then he's going to have schach posel above, that is arba amos on each side. In other words, if he goes ahead, okay, and he digs out and he widens it, so the chalal does not help the initial chalal, 7 by 7, a tefach high, does not help on the sides. So up until four amos, so the actual chalal will be okay as long as it gets dug out the 10 tefachim. And the fact that it's puzzled on the sides, the schach above, because it was on the sides, it wasn't originally dug out, that won't affect the actual initial hollow that has been heightened to 10 tefachim, because you have dofen akuma. But once there it has been widened on both sides, and there is four amos of chalal, of new chalal on each side that has now pasul schach above, so then you can't apply dofen akuma, and even with inside the actual initial hollow that has been heightened will now be pasul because you do not have schach above the walls of your sukkah, kosher schach above the walls of your sukkah. The ein lasos haschach, the Ramah continues, the ein lasos haschach kodem shiyaseh adafanos, and now the Ramah is getting into more halachas of tasev alomina asui, and he's saying one should not make the schach before making the walls. So let's see what the Mishnah Berurah says about this. Ein lasos haschach kodem, debaninon b'sha shehu oseh haschach yenaseh l'shem tzel. This is because it is necessary that when he makes the schach, it be made for shade. Da'ainu ohel, meaning that it has to be considered an ohel. Meaning, it is not enough that the schach actually provides shade. It must be considered a roof. And a roof can be considered as such only if it is covering an airspace and can thus be considered an ohel. Schach covering an area without an interior is not considered schach in the first place. And that's what he means. The chol, continuing on, chol she'ein mechitzos ela gag lechud ein kari ohel. V'miyase acharkach hamechitzos havi v'lo min ha'asui. So what he's saying is that as long as there are no partitions but only a roof, so it's not considered an ohel. And if he makes the mechitzos afterwards, then it's going to be subject to the disqualification of v'lo min ha'osui. It can't be made by itself. Let's explain. A basic criteria for ohel, right? Let's say, for example, with respect to the malacha of setting up an ohel, or the isra of setting up an ohel on Shabbos, is that it has walls. So any schach that was hung up prior to building the walls is not considered schach. Now, when he says at the end, if he makes the mechitzos afterwards, then it's going to be subject to tasev lo min ha'asui. So the schach was not considered schach, right, when it was laid. So when the walls were added afterwards, giving its definition to the area under the schach becomes a shade provider without being acted upon directly. So the sukkah can be said to have been made by itself. There's no tase, and therefore it's tase. The lo mina asui is going to be puzzle. Now, let's look now at the next Mishnah Brura, when he says, kodem sheyaseh ha defanos. So he says, ubidiyevet im asa kodem habach machshir. V'harbei achronim cholkim alav, v'daif dam diyaf bidiyevet puzzle. So now he quotes that bidiyevet, if one made the schach first, the bach says it's kosher. And many achronim disagree with him, and their opinion is that even bidiyevet, it is puzzle. What's the issue here? The bach understands that since the schach was laid to provide shade, it is indeed considered schach, even though it is not considered an ohel. It's only required that it shelter an area of significant dimension that could, in the future, become an ohel. So therefore, he understands the Ramah is merely presenting a chumrah that should ideally be followed. The Aruch HaShulchan also agrees with this, but for a different reason. According to the Aruch HaShulchan, an area covered with schach is considered an ohel, even if there are no walls, based on the halachas of ohel with regard to Tuma, sugi there in Sukkah, Yud Amud Aleph, Daf Yud Amud Aleph. So those are the issues, but at the end of the day, most Achronim, we say, disagree, and their opinion is that even with the Yeved, it is puzzle. Kaf HaChaim writes that, nevertheless, if a wall fell down after the Schach had been laid, then one can replace the wall without removing the Schach and replacing it, since the Schach was considered valid schach at the time that it was laid. So that's a Kaf HaChaim, that even though we don't hold like the Bach, and we say that b'dieved, it is possible if you built the schach first, but if walls fell down, you don't have to take off the schach and put the wall up and then put the schach up again, because when the schach was laid, okay, it was kosher schach. We now move on. Let's finish up the Ramah. The Ramah says, so he now ends up by saying, however, if one made a tefach of wall adjacent to the schach, then it's going to be permitted to make the schach before making the rest of the walls, just like the case of digging into the haystack. Mr. Brewer explains, Yud Aleph, tefach, rochav be'orech kol ha'sukkah. It needs to be a tefach of width along the length of the whole sukkah. V'nasan alav ha'schach, and then, after he makes a tefach of width along the length of the whole sukkah of wall, he put the schach on it and then finished the walls afterwards. Because then it will be like the equivalent of chotet begadish, u'mosif ala ola shalayim eikara, and right, and adding to the ola that already exists. Why? The chol sheyesh mechitza tefach mikri ol, because as long as there's a mechitza of a tefach, it is called an ol. V'shem sukkah ala schach. And the schach is called then a sukkah. Basically, what you're doing is you're putting a strip one tefach wide and seven tefachim long right under the schach that you're going to place afterwards. Okay, so you're going to make this strip of a tefach wide, seven tefachim long, and you then put schach above it. Okay, it's presumably suspended from or held up by some sort of frame. And so the strip's width now becomes the height of the wall. And the Bikurei Yaakov actually says that this has to be done along the three sides of the sukkah. This is what the Baal Gra maintains. Now,